suppose like the percentage of celebration beer like stronger than your normal, you know, was stronger than the other products that were popular at the time, like.
It was stronger for its original gravity. But, I mean, there are other types of beer which do that still today. I forget what they're called now. They're malt liquors or something like that, they call them. But, it's not something we wanted to continue with anyway, you know. We had, in that time, we had very good products. We had Beamish, which was getting funding to relaunches, and you can see later that there was a version of Beamish called Tower Stout put out. It was, I think, a little cheaper. And
And what year was that? Would that have been, you know, I can't remember Tower Stout at all.
yeah,
Anyway.
that would been around the same time, in the between 1966 and 1970-ish, you know, around that time. But then, you know, you have a dilemma between two different versions of the same stout, and that idea didn't work, and it was withdrawn again, and the company just promoted with the one stout, you know, from then on.
I think I'm just thinking as you're talking to me there as well, like, because I know that Guinness is who obviously would have been your main competitor, you
Yes.
know, would have had the monopoly obviously because they're such a huge, you know, pan-global, you know, company. Hadn't they at some stage over the years, haven't they brought out various products that kind of fell, variations of Guinness that just fell by the wayside, you know, or that didn't quite take off the way that maybe they would have liked to. So I'm just wondering, like, say with Beamish, like, is it that people get so used to one brand that's Beamish that people just associate with, almost have a, I wouldn't say a psychological attachment, but some sort of, you know.
They feel that it's some other is inferior.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yes, that is a fact. People would be suspicious. And yes, Guinness did launch quite a number of versions of stout, even as late as the second millennia. I have tasted a few of them
Yeah, that's
up
right,
in
same.
Guinness
Yeah.
itself. The thing is, you know, that the technical staff of breweries meet regularly, and they don't have any difficulty with it's with discussing technical matters off quite often. But when you get to commercial scene, that's a different question.